making those hiring decisions based off those core values, the quality of candidates we have is phenomenally greater than what we had prior. And then also making those hard decisions of, hey, this person, it's not personal, but if I look at my four core values and this person does not fit one of those, that just means they're not a good fit for the agency, and that's okay.
You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Hi, welcome back. Or if this is your first time listening, welcome to the Culture Coach Podcast. I'm excited about this week, as I always am. So let's just jump right in. This week, I am sharing a young CEO's journey and the intentional culture she's creating with her employees. At just 19 years old, Carson Wagner founded Lifetime of Love Nannies with a mission to provide purpose-driven, high-quality care for families and children. And what began for her as a bold leap into entrepreneurship has grown into a nationally recognized agency with three thriving locations and a team of over 75 dedicated employees. Carson's unwavering commitment to inclusive, ethical, and relationship-centered childcare has earned her numerous awards and accolades, recognizing her leadership, innovation, and impact on the childcare industry. So in this episode, you're going to hear a little bit about how she creates a sense of belonging with her employees, including those working directly with clients and those working in their corporate office. She discusses her hiring practices, which are tightly connected to core values, and how she leads in a multi-generational workplace. I am so excited for you to hear this episode. Enjoy. All right. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I'm so excited for my guest today, Carson Wagner. Carson, welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Wendy.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to talk about your company, culture, all the things. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your business, Lifetime of Love Nannies?
Yes. I founded Lifetime of Love Nannies back in 2019, right before COVID has happened, as everyone can remember. And I just realized I'm locally based here in Reno, Nevada, and I realized a large demand for childcare that was inclusive and accepting of all capabilities, in addition to 24/7 childcare. We are a mini Vegas out here, and we did not have any 24/7 childcare options. So I launched my agency, and since launching, we have three locations now, about to have a fourth. And we do all household staffing. We do newborn all the way up to senior care and home.
Wow, that is extensive. And good for you for finding, you know, a need in the community and filling it. I think that's so great. And it's obvious that it is a need with the growth that you're having. How long ago did you say that you started it?
Yes, in 2019. So we're about to hit our 6 years, September 1st.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a big one for me mentally, hitting that 5-year mark, because so many businesses want to make it to that 5-year mark. Once we hit that, I was like, wait a minute, we're doing well. If this is going to continue, I don't have to go to sleep every night in a panic. And it just kind of reformed my brain in the way I thought, in a scarcity mindset versus abundance. And now I'm just abundance mindset and opening new locations and doing all of the things. So
I love it.
Journey.
Awesome. Well, I want to talk about the people that you employ and the culture that you have inside that organization. How many employees do you have?
Yes, I believe we have around 87 right now. That I never know the exact number because we are hiring constantly. But it's right around 87. I'd say 90. We'll say 90.
And is it full-time staff employed by you? Are they contractors, or how does that work?
So everybody's a W-2 employee. All of our nannies and caregivers are W-2. And then we have a lot of individuals that work part-time, but I would say a good majority are full-time.
Awesome. And I bet how is your hiring process?
Yeah, so we have a recruitment team. Abby is our lead recruiter, and she does all of the interviews up to onboarding. We do a 10-tier screening process, including background checks, driving records, CPR, SIDS, online training videos. The list goes on and on. And just ensuring their references are up to date, that they have, you know, the exact experience we're looking for in the childcare field. And then once they're onboarded, it typically takes us, I'd say, a week and a half from when we first meet them to actually having them start their first shift. So it's a pretty quick process. We try to really streamline it to the best of our abilities.
That's great. It sounds fast, but it also sounds thorough. I mean, it sounds like you've got all the checks and balances in place to make sure that you're getting the right types of employees. That's great. When I think about a nanny service or, you know, when you're caretaking for even elderly or children, it's such a personal hire, probably, you know, for the people that are using your team. So it's great that you do all of those checks. I'm curious about, you know, it sounds like, especially opening new locations, you've got employees in different locations. How do you make sure that employees are feeling engaged and supported when they're dispersed like that?
Yeah, I think there's a few different ways that we make them feel engaged and supported. For example, in our industry, household staffing specifically, it is very... And it's an industry norm, and it shouldn't be, that they are 1099. A household employee legally needs to be just that, an employee. And so that is one of the ways we show our appreciation first and foremost, mm-hmm. is by employing them. We actually just started offering full healthcare, medical, dental, vision to all of our employees it was the first of this month, May. We started offering full benefits. And so we went from Reno, we had a big, like, donuts and coffee and let's talk benefits. And then we flew out to Vegas and we did a dinner with our Vegas team and spoke about benefits. And then we also have a nanny group chat. And so we really encourage our nannies that if, you know, they're in homes, so we're not in a facility. So creating a culture can be really a challenge, as we're not face to face with them, the families are. And so getting the nannies engaged and, you know, encouraging them to do play dates and take their kids and then have another nanny take their kids and set up play dates. Or we'll also do things like we do a family beach day in Tahoe, where we have all of the nannies bring their actual kids and their families. And we go up and we do paddle boards, sandwiches, and all the different kinds of things. We do a big Christmas party every year. We're constantly partnering with different local businesses. We had a yoga event where we partnered with a yoga studio, and the yoga studio opened up to our whole team. And so we just all went and did yoga together. So we'll do lots of random little things. We'll talk about it here in the office. We'll be like, oh, this looks fun. This just opened. And we'll be like, all the nannies should go and do this. So we're constantly trying to think of different ways to get everyone out and about and just create community between those like-minded individuals. And we've really, really enjoyed doing that. And then another thing we'll do is if a nanny is in the family's home, we will go on DoorDash and we'll just pick five people and we'll give them a call and say, hey, what do you want from Starbucks? And what does your... If one you have a stay-at-home working parent, what does that parent want from Starbucks? So we'll get them Starbucks or coffee or lunch. Or we are just constantly trying to do little things like that to show our appreciation.
That's so great. And so even just from the way that they're employed, your employees, the benefits, different engagement opportunities, I think that's great. One thing that some of the work that I do with companies is I believe that in order to engage employees, it's important that they understand the work that they do and how it ties to the mission or vision of the organization. And so I usually work with companies to make sure that their mission, their vision, their core values, you know, that they're not just on the wall, but they're lived and breathed throughout the organization. Do you guys, do you have a mission, a vision, core values?
Yeah, definitely. Today? Our core values are achieve balance, leadership, quality relationships, and then making an impact. And achieving balance, I think that is, that's a really big one to me personally, because work-life balance, I did not realize how important that was until I had it. And I was like, whoa, I've been running off fumes for the last 3 years. I need work-life balance. And so we approve 95% of all time off requests. If a nanny wants to take the weekend off, and if they do not have something on their schedule, we want them to go ahead and be able to take that time off. So I genuinely can't imagine the last time we did not approve a time off request. We just think it's really important that if they feel they need the time off, that we support them in that. And then just being able to give their 100% when they're here. That's really what we care about, you know? I think as far as our core values go and, you know, instilling in the nannies, like you said, it's such important work and so personal, as you stated. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in families' homes and we're caring for the most important thing in their whole entire world. We're caring for their world. And so it really is such an impactful job and meaningful job that we're forming the next generation, and we don't take that lightly. And we really go over that in our trainings and just in our newsletters and the different things we send out or calling the nanny of how important their work is that they do. Like, they're making such a difference. It is one of the most important things, in my opinion, as far as job duties go, is caring for a teeny tiny human that's growing. So yeah, our core values are something we really hold near to us. And that's also one of the things that we look at when we make a hiring decision, to make sure that we feel that that individual aligns with our core values. And we started, it was always hard for me in the beginning to fire and terminate, let go, whatever word we want to call it. It was always really hard for me to do that. I'm more of an introverted person by nature, so it was hard to pull the trigger if somebody did not align. And so once we had created our core values, because we didn't have them in the beginning, I didn't know what core values were when I started business. And so once I knew what they were and we created them, I realized making those hiring decisions based off those core values, the quality of candidates we have is phenomenally greater than what we had prior. And then also making those hard decisions of, hey, this person, it's not personal, but if I look at my four core values and this person does not fit one of those, that just means they're not a good fit for the agency, and that's okay. And so it's made it a lot more, it's made it a lot easier to know when someone is a good fit and when someone isn't, because we have those values to look at. And if someone doesn't align, we don't want them in this organization.
That's such a great angle, if I think about it, for leaders that may be listening that struggle with that as well, because I see that a lot with clients that, I mean, we know that if there's someone, you know, sometimes we say a bad seed or someone that's not a right culture fit, and you, maybe they're doing a good job, but so you don't want to pull them out. But once you finally pull them out, you realize how many people it was impacting that they were in the business. And, you know, so I think for leaders to understand that when you have those core values and you can really hire and fire against those, that's, it really creates a better environment and supports your intention for the type of culture that you want to have in your organization. So that's great. I love that.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And, you know, just looking and saying, you know, is this person building quality relationships? Are they building a quality relationship with us, you know, when we first interview them? Is this person to have leadership qualities? They need to have leadership qualities. If they're caring for a teeny tiny human, we need to make sure that they can take initiative and make the right decisions, especially on a whim. It's really helped us overall on our hiring and retention and everything in between. And then it also, is great for the employees because they know exactly what to expect with us because we're following those values. And then we just ask what they do as well. So I think it's a really great balancing act.
I love that. I can imagine, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you have probably multi-generations in your workforce. Is that true?
That's definitely true. I would say a good majority of our employees are probably between the ages of 20 to 30 years old. A lot of them are in college, getting their child's development degree, going for their master's, whatever the case is. So we have a lot of college students. And then we also have a really great fair share of mothers who have little ones themselves. And then we also have a pretty good fair share of grandmothers who are empty nesters and now they want to hold babies again. So yeah, I would definitely say multi-generational.
Yeah, I get that. I am a empty nester and I can imagine just being able to help with babies would be so exciting. But I'm curious about how you engage. I mean, you've talked about some of the activities that you do. Do you have to think differently about engaging employees when you have the different generations, or is it pretty consistent?
You know, that's something I haven't really thought much about. That's a really great question. I think, you know, we really try to be diverse in the different activities that we do or the different events that we host. And so we may do a very active event and then we may do a very chillax paint and sip event. And we kind of try to target everything of like, hey, someone may be super adventurous here. Someone may just really want to crochet and paint and have a girls' night in. So I think that we try to do a little bit of everything that's kind of geared towards anyone in their interest. I wouldn't say there's much of a difference from an employee that's in college up to a grandmother themselves as far as engagement goes. I've seen that no matter what the age demographic is or who it is, they want community. You know, they really want that community and that camaraderie. And so it's really awesome to see just people get together and friendships being made where they probably would have never met each other prior, but since they have that common interest in childcare and helping the next generation and they're fun and outgoing, that's usually how people are in childcare, that friendships are just made. And it's really a special thing to see.
That's so great. I 100% agree with that approach. So many people are talking about, you know, multi-generations in the workplace. But at the end of the day, we all just want to feel like we belong and that there's, like you said, community. And I think regardless of our age or generation, I think that's important. So it sounds like you're leading in the right way. And so I'm curious, first of all, let me ask you is there anything that I didn't ask you that you'd want to make sure that people know about the work that you guys do?
Yeah, about the work that we do in terms of the agency. I mean, we've just really diversified from corporate event care to newborn to this, that, and the other. But I think at the end of the day, I've noticed that it is impossible to diversify or grow if you do not have a solid team. And we haven't spoken much about my internal team and my internal operations. And my internal team, I talked to a lot of business owners that will be a one-man show. And they're really, really, really nervous and anxious to hire someone because they don't feel that someone is going to care as much as they do. But I am here to tell you, there are people that will care as much as you do if they have the core values and they have the mission and the purpose, and they feel that sense of belonging, as you had mentioned. My internal team, they are the most fantastic individuals, just people at heart, which makes them phenomenal or even more phenomenal at what they do. And I've learned over the years that I am not the expert at everything. I hate to tell myself and my ego that, but I'm not. And finding the things that I need support in and seeing someone just crush it and be so good at what they do is so special. And I think that is what will take our company and has been taking it to the next level in terms of growth. And so I just want to put that out there since we are talking about culture, because hiring that internal team and getting those additional people to support has just helped my business grow significantly. And I just remember in the beginning, it really was scary to be like, ooh, here's my baby, is my business, and giving this piece away and hoping someone cradles it and takes care of it as much as I cradle and take care of it. That is nerve-wracking, to say the least. But we've definitely gone through our fair share of hiring in the internal aspect and administrative roles. And we just now have a really solid killer team. And taking that risk and taking that leap has been the best leap I could have taken in my hiring decisions.
Amazing. How many people are on your internal team?
Yes, we have 5 internal employees.
Cool. And do you do anything different with them, or do they just participate in the nanny activities? I mean, from a culture perspective, engagement, do you do something different internally?
Yeah, I would say we definitely do. I mean, we have a corporate location that I'm sitting in right now. So we see each other on a daily basis over the last, I think everyone's been with me for at least 3, if not more, years in here. And so we've just really became like a family in here. I mean, we go, Christine, to my office. She's a mother of 3. And so we'll all go to her kids' birthdays. And I love her kids to pieces. They come in the office, you know, people's moms, dads, grandparents will come and stop by in the office. It's just like a big family dynamic. Mm-hmm. And we had an old location and we just had purchased our commercial property back in December. And one of my big reasons for purchasing this property versus where we were located is this is much more central. And I had the vision of us being able to take e-bikes and scooters and walk to all the fun little local businesses. And so we found this property, and every single day we are taking our breaks, walking in the sun, going to get coffee, going to a random yoga class on a Thursday. We just kind of go to our own rhythm. And one thing I'll also mention is, and this may be controversial and something others are like, I would never do that, but I do not want to tell my internal team that they need to be here from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. I just want them to be able to give their 100% when they're here. And if they feel they can't give that 100% anymore, I want them to feel that they can leave or they don't feel stuck. And so our internal team strolls in any time between 8:30 to 10 p.m., depending on, or 10 p.m., 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm not that lenient, depending on their day. I really try to make it a very relaxed work environment in here so they're happy and they feel appreciated. And unfortunately, we can't do that for nannies because families need them on time every time. But since I do have the leeway to do that here, I really think it's important for them to be able to feel like they have some sense of freedom.
Yeah, I think that's a great practice. And the trust that you're instilling in them is empowering. And I would imagine that you're seeing the productivity levels, regardless of, you know, when they come in, because they because you're giving them that trust to be able to get the job done when and where they need to. Do you see the productivity where it should be?
Most definitely. Yes, most definitely. I think we'll set goals in here. We have a performa that we go by and everybody has a specific number that we're wanting to hit. And as long as that number's hit, and I don't care how they got there from A, as long as they get to Z, do whatever you need to do that makes your brain work the best. Create your own systems. I'm really big on them being able to create their own systems as long as the outcome is what we're hoping for. And it's honestly been fantastic. It really has. They are phenomenal and so much better at their roles than I was in their roles when I was doing the whole juggle. They're just pros when it comes to it. They really care about the business and they know my vision and they support me and the vision. And it really is like the word team is an understatement when it comes to my internal team. I genuinely do not know what I would do without them because they help this ship sail. And same with our nannies. You know, we we would not be here if it wasn't for our nannies. So I just think keeping that culture and really having a huge focus on that culture and spending the money, time, energy on improving it has been phenomenal for us and my organization, to say the least, because the more we can retain, the more we can grow, the more our clients are happy, the more we have good, positive word of mouth and feedback. You know, it really stems from the culture in the beginning. And I do not know how in the beginning I went without having core values or a culture, or at least I didn't know what the heck my culture was. I mean, I was 19 right. when I started my business, so I had no clue. But yeah, no, it's really, really special, you know, just to see that it really is. And we're looking to hire more in our internal team. And typically what we do is we'll just say, okay, what are all the things that you don't feel like you're the best at doing? Awesome. Okay, let's create a position for that and find someone that's super awesome at this. So yeah, we are just kind of going to a different rhythm and just doing what we feel works. And then when it doesn't, we try to innovate and change it and, you know, have fun while we're doing it.
Well, it sounds like it's working for you, and that's awesome. I mean, honestly, it sounds like somewhere I'd love to work. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So what advice would you give leaders that might be listening about anything they can do to create an environment really that allows others to bring their true self? I mean, you've really explained what you are creating is something where people can show up, and get work done the way they want to get done. But what advice would you give leaders to create that as well?
Yeah, I think really just asking your employees what do they want? I mean, we have the 5 love languages and everyone wants to receive in a different way. And I think just seeing what specifically does each employee, do they want words of affirmation? Are they into gift giving? Like what makes the most sense for them and what makes them feel the most appreciated and full? And then also just in a group setting, you know, I think there's a good balance of personal and professional. And I've learned that I don't have to be full on professional robot mode all the time. And I think just coming and being authentic and human and relatable and someone that your employees can trust and they feel safe when they come to you with questions and problems and suggestions. I mean, I view my job as I am the problem solver. You tell me what the issue is in the business and it's my job to fix it. And I want to know those issues so I can make your job easier. My job is to make my employees' job easier and create the systems to do so. So I just think having that mindset, for me at least, I can't speak to anyone else, but having that mindset of my job is to create an easier and better and more awesome environment for you where you can thrive. That's really helped not take things too personal and just be like, hey, this is awesome. They brought it to me. They trust me. They know that I am capable of getting this done and therefore I'm going to get this done. And in return, have them even happier than they were before.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. You're a great example of how to lead, Carson. Yeah. Well, I am so grateful that you joined us today. How can, if people want to work with your nannies or find you, where do they find it all?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to lifetimeoflovenannies.com. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'll be sure to share all of those links with you, Wendy.
Yes.
And we're also doing licensing agreements for our different locations. And so if anybody is interested in having a Lifetime of Love Nannies in their area, definitely reach out to me as well.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much, Carson. This has been awesome. I really appreciate you.
Great. Thanks, Wendy.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Carson Wagner. If you're interested in learning more about the services they provide, or maybe interested in starting your own Lifetime of Love Nannies location, jump over to the show notes and you'll find links to contact her there. And if you are listening and you're a CEO that has prioritized creating an intentional culture that puts your people first and strengthened your bottom line, I'd love to have you tell your story on the Culture Coach podcast. Just reach out to me via email at wendy@culturecoachwendy.com. And if you'd like to join a small cohort of CEOs that are coming together starting in September for development and creating an intentional culture strategy for their organization, you can sign up on the waiting list for my Empowered CEO program at culturecoachwendy.com/CEO. That's it. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.